Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Red Sox podcast. We made it to Friday. Thank you so much for hanging out with me this week and ending your week with me. I love being able to talk baseball with you, especially the Red Sox, and especially after a really big win on Thursday night. I'm Lauren Campbell. I cover everything Boston sports for NESN and have for the last 3.5 years. I have been in the Boston media scene now for over 6 years. Born and raised in the Boston area, born and raised a Red Sox fan naturally. So it's always a good time to bring a reporter perspective to you, a fan perspective, and a really excited Red Sox fan right now. So I have a lot to get to today, a lot of good news surrounding the Red Sox pitching, especially Erod and Garrett Richards, some Bobby Dalbec talk because he continues to tear the cover off the ball. But first, this episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms. So Thursday was a very, very big win for the Red Sox. They shut out the Rays 4-0 on the backs of 6 scoreless innings from Eduardo Rodriguez and then 3 scoreless innings from the bullpen savior all of a sudden, Garrett Richards. So they ended up splitting the series with the Rays, which I don't think you could ask for much more given their situation with the COVID-19 outbreak and the slump, the all-around slump that they're in. So it certainly was good news that the offense came out quick. Erod was as sharp as ever, definitely his best start of the season. But for me, the story here was Garrett Richards because he looked really sharp to start the regular season. And once MLB came in and cracked down on the use of sticky substances, he really fell apart. And he was very brutally honest about it. Props to him for just kind of owning it and in a way finding humor in it when he said that he knew he was never going to be a Hall of Famer anyway, and thank God the crackdown came at this point in his career, not when he's just starting out. But he's really come into his own and really, really found an identity as a relief pitcher. He's done incredible work and the numbers are there. The numbers back it up. It's not just an eye test. It's not just an inning or two here and there. No. It's 13 and a third innings, 7 hits, 1 earned run, 3 walks, and 16 strikeouts with an ERA of 0.73. So this guy is no joke out of the bullpen. Being able to use his slider, I say it a lot on this show that his slider is absolutely nasty. It's electric, and when it's on, it's almost unhittable. And that's exactly what we saw Thursday night. And it's really good to see him thrive. It's really good to see a complete win like we did Thursday, because it's been a really tough week for the Red Sox. They did finish the road trip 4-3. And of course, splitting the series with the first place, the AL East first place Rays, was very, very important. They certainly could not lose 3 or even afford to get swept. So it was good to see them come out, win back-to-back games, be able to salvage a split. But man, I cannot say enough good things about Garrett Richards. And that's something I thought I would never say after his struggles as a starter. And especially because we've seen this before, when pitchers have gone from the starting position into a bullpen role and it just never seemed to really work out. Daniel Bard comes to mind, Nate Eovaldi comes to mind, and it just didn't seem to go their way, but for whatever reason, it's working for Richards and they should not stop using him. He pitched 3 straight games, didn't pitch 1, and then he came out on Thursday and just absolutely dominated. I was surprised to see him in the 9th. I really thought the Red Sox would go with Adam Ottavino, but they put the trust in Richards and he did it. He did the thing. He did the thing. But after the game, Alex Cora had heaps and heaps of praise for Richards, and rightfully so. I mean, like I said, this guy held the game together, scoreless innings, continued to just be a force out of this bullpen. So Alex Cora was just asked how great it has been to see Richards thrive in this role, and Alex Cora said that they felt as if Richards had been throwing the ball well toward the end of his tenure as a starter with the Red Sox, but he said that it's just a matter that we had other guys coming in and he embraced the opportunity. He didn't see this as a demotion. He wants to help us win and he's been outstanding. Yeah, I think outstanding is a really good word here just because there's not really many other synonyms you can use. Garrett Richards has just been absolutely fantastic, outstanding, dominant, good, great, everything that you can think of. But the praise did not stop there. Alex Cora gave a really passionate answer that I really, really enjoyed. He said that Garrett Richards has been throwing a lot more competitive pitches from the bullpen. His slider is playing, and just looking around the league, that's a pitch that we were missing in the bullpen, and he's been amazing. His changeup is playing too. After two innings, it was about pitching with him, right? He started mixing up his fastball and changeup and all that. He's been great, and I think the most important thing is what he's bringing every day. It's very similar to David Price in 2018 toward the end in the bullpen. There are certain guys that they love the fact that they have to compete on a daily basis, and he has to be ready for that. He pitched 3 days in a row. He doesn't pitch for a while. Today he goes three, and he loves that. He's a workaholic. He works hard at his craft. He's locked in right now, and it's fun to watch. Yes, Alex Cora, it indeed is fun to watch, because we've said it a lot on this podcast. I know particularly I have said this a lot, that pitching wins you games at the end of the day. And we've seen a lot of games that the Red Sox have lost due to their pitching. We've harped on this bullpen being taxed and overused and just looking awful at times. And Garrett Richards is here looking like he's going to save the day. He's got his Superman cape on and he's just ready to go. And he's always ready to go when called upon. And I think that's something that gives the Red Sox a little bit of leverage here. He just looks really good. And I don't really have a whole lot of complaints with him out of the bullpen. I think that they should keep him as rested as possible. I know that he, like Alex Cora said, that he works hard and he wants to go out there and help the Red Sox win any way that he can. And it's a really good mindset to not think of getting demoted as a demotion. You know, when you go from starter to reliever, that certainly can be seen as a demotion. And I understand why. You're going from pitching 5-6 innings to pitching 2-3 innings, maybe, if that. But Garrett Richards has really owned it. And the numbers show, like I said, a 0.73 ERA. That's incredible. Maybe he could have been a Hall of Famer at the end of the day if he just started his career in the bullpen. But those are things we will never know. But on top of Garrett Richards being so dominant, Eduardo Rodriguez also was really, really good on the mound. He threw 6 scoreless innings. He gave up 4 hits, only 1 walk, and struck out 6 along the way. So he showed that he was really, really good. And to do it against the first place team in the AL East also was very reassuring. Erod has struggled at times during the season. There were times I thought maybe the Red Sox wouldn't even re-sign him to an extension because he's in a contract year. And at one point, it really didn't look like he was pitching for that. And now, especially Thursday, he's back in the game. He's back, baby. And he wants you to know that. After the game, he said that he felt it was the best start of the season. His velocity, control, just his body. He said everything was really working for him. And he said, for the first time in the whole season, I finally feel like completely me. The cutter, the changeup, the curveball, everything. Four seam, I feel like for the first time, I feel good. That's how I want to feel the rest of the season. I said this on Wednesday's show that we are in September and it's crunch time now. There's only a few weeks left of the season. The Red Sox have a 2-game lead over the Oakland A's and they're only a game and a half now behind the New York Yankees for that first wild card spot. So the Red Sox, they're putting themselves in good position. And I know that it's only 2 games, but you have to go 1 win at a time. And as I said in Wednesday's show, all it takes is 1 win to start some momentum and to get some really good things going. And the Red Sox are doing that. We saw a gritty win Wednesday. We saw a really strong win, a convincing win Thursday. So if the Red Sox can keep doing this, they can end their season on a high note. It's 1 win at a time, but I'm feeling really good after the last 2 wins against the Rays, and I really hope that going into a homestand against Cleveland, this is going to bring them a lot of momentum. They have a chance to kind of get some revenge back on the Indians after not doing so hot against them when their COVID outbreak began last week, but even though they took the series, they had a really, really good opportunity to sweep and they couldn't, so hopefully they sweep the weekend series with the Indians at Fenway, but hopefully we can talk about that over the weekend and continue all these good vibes going because I really like what we're doing here. So coming up in our second segment, I have a story for you about Chris Sale and how he was very vocal in the clubhouse Thursday for his teammates, and it kind of brought me back to 2018. But first, this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. You know me by now. I love Built Bar. I love the cookies and cream one. All the flavors are incredibly good, but cookies and cream is by far my favorite. All their flavors are delicious. There's something for everyone. There's coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, salted caramel, strawberry, orange. Literally something for everyone. And if you haven't tried all the flavors, do what I did and get a mixed box where you'll get 2 of each of their 9 flavors. And not only are Built Bars the best tasting, they're also really healthy for you. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories from 130 to 180, 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. So not only do they have amazing flavors, they're all tasty and they're all healthy. You cannot beat that. Built Bar also is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team, which is pretty neat. And we have an offer for you, so go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Welcome back. So Chris Sale played a role in Thursday's win. Even though he was not on the mound, he pitched Wednesday and did not get the win, unfortunately, but still remains undefeated. But that's not the point of this story. Alex Cora told us after the game that Chris Sale was very vocal within the clubhouse and the dugout, just kind of keeping guys motivated and really being kind of a cheerleader. So Alex Cora said, Chris was talking to the guys today. He's been very loud in the clubhouse, just letting them know it doesn't matter what's going on. We have to keep pushing. There's a lot of energy today. The guys were into it from the get-go. So this is classic Chris Sale, and this is something I touched on before he came back from his Tommy John surgery, that just having his presence there and having him in the dugout as a veteran, as a leader, is going to be incredibly crucial. And I think this is exactly something that shows that. Chris Sale is obviously a bulldog. He's a competitor. I don't know if there's one person in MLB who's more competitive than Chris Sale, and he shows it day in and day out. He pitches every 5 days. Sometimes he's on extended rest because of his recovery, and he is in there. He's keeping guys afloat. He's making sure that nobody is losing focus despite there being a huge COVID-19 outbreak in their clubhouse. And he's saying, listen, guys, yeah, it sucks what we're going through, but we still have to get through it. There's still games to be played. There's still games to be won. We're a playoff team right now. We're in this race. The Yankees aren't that far ahead of us. Let's go. And as Alex Cora was saying that, I was immediately brought back to 2018 in the World Series against the Dodgers when Rich Hill was pitching and the cameras captured Chris Sale very animated in the dugout, and I can't repeat what he said. It's not safe for work, but you could see him. He was loud. People were not even looking at him. They didn't want to look him in the eye, but he basically said that Rich Hill has two, you can use your imagination, pitches. And you know what happened from there. The Red Sox ended up winning the World Series, and I always go back to that meme. I always go back to that moment, that gif with Chris Sale throwing up two fingers, yelling at his team, like, come on, we can beat these guys. We can beat that pitcher. He's only throwing two pitches. You're trying to tell me that somebody has two pitches you can't get a hit off of? And if Chris Sale is yelling at me, and if Chris Sale is looking me dead in the eye, trying to get me going, that's exactly what's going to work. He is so motivated by baseball. He has said so many times that he's never taking something like this for granted again, and that his Tommy John surgery and his recovery really put into perspective how much baseball means to him. We saw that in 2018. We're seeing that Thursday night. We're seeing Chris Sale come to life, and that is not good news for anybody not named the Boston Red Sox, because when Chris Sale is on and he is the Chris Sale, that's bad news, because it's not just Chris Sale on the mound you have to be worried about. It's Chris Sale in the dugout. It's Chris Sale motivating his teammates, because that's what a good teammate does. So if he can continue to be loud and proud in that dugout, oh baby. The Yankees really might be in trouble of losing that first wild card spot. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. There is still 4 weeks in the season left. A lot can happen. We know that. But there was also some more good news before the game. You know, aside from no more new positive COVID tests, which was great news, Bobby Dalbec also earned the AL Player of the Month for August. And it's clear, you can see why. And it's funny to me because Alex Cora called him out and said he's been struggling. It's really been a struggle with him. And when they traded for Kyle Schwarber and then claimed Travis Shaw off waivers, you began to wonder if his playing time was limited. And I don't know if he took that to heart, used that as motivation to light a fire under him, but he has just been absolutely on a tear, tearing the cover off the ball. And holy moly, this is the Bobby Dalbec that people thought he was. So for the month of August, Dalbec hit .339. He had 12 runs, 21 hits, 4 doubles, a triple, 7 home runs, and 21 RBI in 24 games. So it's very obvious to see why he was honored as the Rookie of the Month for the AL for the month of August. And not only that, he's quietly having a 7-game hit streak right now that was extended to 7 on Thursday. He went 2-for-4. He had a 2 RBI night. So he's really becoming an impact player. And during the 7-game hit streak, he's hitting a cool .455, 1 double, 4 home runs, 11 RBI, and 5 runs. So hopefully he can extend that to 8. Hopefully he can carry this momentum through the end of the season and into the playoffs, because the Red Sox are going to need him. They're going to need all their players at as close to 100% as they can get. Catch fire now, ride the wave, so we can make this a very fun postseason. Coming up in our third segment, as always, I will give you an unpopular opinion, and I will end this show on a positive note. I do want to tell you about betonline.ag though, because it's that time of the year again, and all eyes are turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. bonus. And be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo, which is Make a Bet on Thursday, September 9th, the season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and the easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. We also are supported by DirecTV. Does this sound familiar to you? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for all the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all of that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings you live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch all of your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter, get rid of the confusion, and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Welcome back to segment number three. So I'm going to kick this off with an unpopular opinion. And maybe this is going to be unpopular more so among Yankees fans. I don't really know. But my unpopular opinion, and you could roast me if I'm wrong, but I think the Red Sox are going to take that first wild card spot. I think they're going to catch the Yankees for a second in the AL. I really don't see them catching the Rays. I think that's unrealistic at this point. But man, the Red Sox are just clicking right now, and they've won the last two games. They split the series against the first place Rays without a lot of their key players. They're winning games. They're grinding out wins. They're looking exactly how I hoped they would, and they're coming together at the perfect time. So I'd love to see this momentum keep going. If they do, it's obviously only going to be good news for the Red Sox. So Red Sox, second place, the AL East, book it. And my positive takeaway from really today, the last series, is that the Red Sox went 4-3 on this road trip, and that's not all that bad. You know, when the COVID outbreak started to happen and more players started dropping like flies, I was like, they'll be lucky if they go 500 on the rest of this trip. But two gutsy wins in a row to go 4-3 above 500 with a lot of your team missing, a lot of your team out for obviously for COVID related reasons, it's something to be excited about. And I think because there are players on this team that are starting to get hot at the right time and really coming through, that's even better. So that will do it for today's show. Thank you once again for hanging out with me. Being able to talk Red Sox with you is one of my favorite things that I look forward to every single day. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at lalalalauren, three laws, Lauren with four R's, and the Locked On Red Sox Twitter account at @LO_Red Sox. And be sure to read all of my work on NESN.com. Tons of Red Sox coverage every single day, so be sure to check that out. And do not forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. When you do subscribe, you never miss an episode the second it drops. Whether it's 4 a.m., noon, 7 p.m., you will always know when we drop an episode. So be sure to do that. And don't forget about all the other amazing MLB shows across our Locked On network, Locked On MLB, Locked On Yankees, Locked On A's. I'm sure the Locked On A's Twitter account is not so happy about what's going on in Oakland and the Red Sox continuing to win. I'm sure the Yankees too are starting to maybe get a little worried. Be sure to check out Locked On Rays as well. Tons of great content all across the network. And betting on MLB, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the A's, Rays, it doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. I'll see you soon.